Okay, we spent a lot of time in the Tisus in the bottom of Hamad Aleph yesterday, Baruch Hashem, and now we turn to Yomud. What's so interesting here is, what are the first two words on Hamad base in the Gemara? It's a fascinating question that we have to begin sharing and investigate right now. The Gemara in the Maskonis of Gemara said, touching up the Bryce and Hamad Aleph going out to Hamad base, the Gemara said that if you have a man that delivered a get from Medina Siyam, it did not say b'fanei nechtam, so the Brisa said niskai b'chosam of, and the get is kosher, and if you don't, it's possible. And the Gemara said if you'd have a habit, meaning the woman remarried, that we'd force her to leave the second husband because b'fanei nechtam was said, don't you think that for one moment? Because it was instituted not as a chumra, but it was instituted as a what? As a kula. And since it was instituted as a kula, l'maisa, Yisrael, pick it up at the top line there on Hamad Beis, because we have to go slower to make sure we get the Rashi Tosis here. Go ahead, time of mind, go ahead.
So time of mind, what is the reason for
that? What is the reason why we require Fanei Nechta Fanei Nechta before she gets remarried? Go ahead. Because the Baal might come in front, it's impossible to get, by saying it's not Lishma. This is all within Rabbah. Go ahead. Here in our case, the Baal hasn't come to protest, so therefore what? Excellent, you read it very nicely. We're going to get up and protest? Ridiculous. You read it rhetorically. You never would make such a protest. And therefore, Lamaisa, we understand why if she remarried, Lamaisa, we're going to let it go. Lamaisa, and if not, Lamaisa, the whole point of Fanei Nechta of Lamaisa was if the Baal comes tomorrow. Well, he hasn't come to cause any problems, so why should we cause any problems? We're also not going to cause any problems to Lachal Lamaisa, and therefore, let it go. She remarried. We'll let them stay together. Let's see the top Rashi now, guys. Take a look inside. Go ahead. Time of my.
Time of my Doma house is on.
The Chule. Time of my Chule.
Oh,
you don't have Chule?
Okay,
go ahead. Time of my. Read again.
Time of my.
Go ahead.
The time of my Amar Rabbanan the Bayil Mimar and Doma Asibal Me'ar.
What's the reason the Rabbanan say that you have to say? Because maybe the husband might come and protest. Go ahead, Hilkah. Therefore, if she didn't remarry, we're not going to let her get married. Yes? Until B'fanei Nechta, if B'fanei Nechta is said, Lamaisa that verify was done Lishma. Aval.
Aval Ashbe de Nisas.
But now that she's remarried already, go ahead. Why are you going to make her leave the second guy? Akati what? Thank you, Benji. Akati?
Akati lo ase bal na'ar ananikum ve'ar.
Excellent. Now that the Baal has come to protest, we're going to get up and protest? Let it go. Okay, now he says the next line here. Go ahead. That phrase, Vibayasema. You with me, Aaron? That phrase, Vibayasema, which would be the top two words on Hamad Beis, do not have the text. I don't want that Girsa, Rashi says. Scratch out that Girsa. Go ahead. No, of Vibayasema. The two words, Vibayasema, do not have that Girsa. Vibayasema, lo garsinin. Do not have those words, Vibayasema. That there's a second answer in the Gemara. There's only one answer in the Gemara, Rashi says. One answer alone. That's it. There is no two answers. Yes, Nate.
Where's the Vibayasema?
There is no. We don't have it in our Gemara. We're going to see it. Toys is going to have a Girsa. But we don't have that Girsa. But there was a Girsa existing out there in Rishonim. Rashi defies it and says it's wrong. Ella what? Rather what?
Ella Avgirsinah. Ella Vahakalah, time of my report.
Meaning it should just say straight up, Lamaisa. It should, you want to eat, so we have to get someone else to learn. So we'll get someone else to read. So Lamaisa, right, I didn't realize you had. So you see, what do you see in this Gemara? So you'll read another day, Lamaisa. What do you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara, there's only one answer, and one answer alone. That B'fanei Nechta was not instituted with Chumrah. What was it instituted? As Lakula, and therefore what? We don't make problems. It was just a defense mechanism. If the Baal comes in an hour, we can what? We can stave him off with B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. Yes? But Lamaisa, if he hasn't come yet, why should we cause a problem? Rashi said there's a Gersa floating out there that had a second teretz, where the first two words of Ham and Bez were Yivoyisema. Namely, who writes this Beferish? Take a look at the top Tosis. Let's see inside the top Tosis, okay? We know I'm going to read the top Tosis. Go ahead, Yivoyisema. Go ahead. Yeah, Chule, not Vichule. Read again, Yivoyisema. What is the Siyuma de Milsa, do you mean? It's the end of the whole answer. There is no Yivoyisema. There's only one track, one answer. And that's it. Siyuma de Milsa. That's the end of the matter. Done. Then he says, Ulari. What does the Shaper mean? He says, this Gersa is a good Gersa. I like this Gersa, Nate. He says, I like this Gersa. Go ahead. What was the first answer of the Gemara then? First the answer was what? Acher Shalom Du. We make a Gzeira of what? Shami Asher the Kukulo. So what do we answer the Brice was talking about? Kishanises. Yes? Nay? Kishanises. Now, but that all first answer, the flow was Acher Shalom Du. Comes the Gemara and says, Yivoyisema, it's Kodim Shalom Du. They don't know halachas of Lishma. Go ahead. And since she got remarried, we what? We let her stay with the second guy. Go ahead. We're not afraid of forgery. Why? Because you can just verify the signatures. What is there a problem of with a lake Ella? All there is Laz Ba'alma. That we're afraid of Shalom Lishma. Go ahead. Kid appreciates? And therefore, the whole problem is only Laz. Are you with me, Aryeh? The whole problem is only Laz. If the Baal comes in Ma'ar, it'll only be Laz. Who says Laz all over the place we've had so far this year, guys? Tosfos. Tosfos said on Beis and Beis. He said it on Gimel and Alf. He said it on Ham and Alf right here. Dear Maski Haki. Laz. A slander, a Lashon Hara. It's just a rumor. It's not a real chashash amiti. Who's the one who held chashash amiti? Who's the one who held chashash amiti? Rashi. We had that all the way back at Beis and Beis. There's a rugged machlokes here, Rashi and Tosis, as to what we're dealing with. Tosis says always just a laz. Laz is like a lashon hara or a gossip. It's a very played down chashash. But Rashi says it's a chashash amiti. What did we say the case was? The garbage can case, where the names are the same. The get was thrown out, and the names are the same. They're not really for the right couple, but the names are the same. That's a real chash. So what we want to present here is a beautiful chiddush that Rav Nachum Bar Chavish points out here. I want you to get it down. This is Rashi Tosfos L'Shitas. Number one, what do we have in the Gemara here? What is the Gersa? Is there one answer or two answers in our Gemara? According to Rashi, what's the din? According to Rashi, how many answers are there in the Gemara? One answer. That's it. Rashi, Terutz, Echad. Done. According to Tosfos, how many Terutzim are there?
Two.
Shnei Terutzim. Highlighted by the first two words on Ham and Bez being what? Vibayis Ema, which means the second Terutz. Now, says Rav Nachum Bar Chavish very beautifully. Let's think about this, he says. He says, this is very, very emblematic of his chidushim too as well, that his chidushim are very, very pshat oriented. And this fits in very, very well, very beautifully. How is this? Comes out like this. The first teretz of the Gemara, according to Tosfos Lamaisa, okay, Tosfos quotes the Yivoyisema, starts a whole new teretz of the Gemara. According to Rabbah, why is it enough to have what? What was the original kasha? You guys tell me, what's the kasha we're trying to answer, the two answers? That the Brisa said what? Niskayim b'chosama, but what does Rabbi always say you need? Niskayim b'chosama's kasha, what does Rabbi say? Lishma. So that was the first kasha. So what was the first answer? Acher Shalom Du. What's the second answer according to Tosfos? The second answer according to Tosfos is it's Kodim Shalom Du. First answer is Acher Shalom Du. The second answer is Kodim Shalom Du. Afal Pikein what? What's Afal Pikein mean? We will not make her leave the second guy if she got what? If she got remarried, because all it is, Nate, exactly, is lies. Get that down. All it is lies. We were miskaimichol some of, but you didn't verify his lishma. Rof bikine. Stop sit for big barbiri. The whole thing's only a lies baalmid. And therefore what? If the baal hasn't made a problem, why should we? And therefore we'll let her stay married with who? With the second man. Please get this down. Jonathan, you got me? This is Tosis Lashitoso. You tell me, because all of this is a sign of very low probability of loss. We don't care so much about loss to cause her to get, leave the second guy. We'll let it go. What do we assume? We assume it was Lishma. Based on what? Stam Sifra Megrag Miri Rove Bikine. It's Code of Shalomdu. So we don't know for sure, but we make a supposition. We go back to that Bezim and Beis. You follow me? All this is a muta de muta. What's a muta de muta mean? Minority of a minority. Very small minority, Yehuda. It's like 1%. So Allah's, we're not going to let her, we'll let her get remarried. We'll make her get divorced from the second guy, leave the second guy. Let it go. But that's Tysus Lashitasso. You guys follow me? It's a beautiful board. It's Tysus Lashitasso. Lies, lies, lies. Whereas Rashi says, no way. Rashi says this is all one answer. Why? Because Rashi said it's a chash amiti. What's a chash amiti, Aaron, mean? A real concern that it's the garbage can case. And therefore, we cannot be goris in the Gemara, v'boyesema. Because what does v'boyesema mean? What does v'boyesema mean? A second answer. And therefore, what if we let her get remarried and it's kodem shalom do? Would we let her get remarried and stay? According to Rashi, why not? Because it's not just a las bama. What is it? It's a chash amiti. Maybe it wasn't written lishma. You're right, Stam Sifra Megmiri, and you're right, Rov Bikine. But the bottom line is not just a las. It's much more than that. And we can't sit back and let her get remarried without verifying who's done lishma. That's why Rashi will not allow the second answer. Because the second answer is allowing that, Benji, by saying kodem shalom do with the second terrorist. If you write it as all one teretz, there's no kodem shalomdu. The Iboyesema introduces that kodem shalomdu theory, and that we're going to let it go. And if she got remarried, we'll let it go. We are not going to allow that. That's Tosis, that's what Rashi holds. Tosis says, I'm willing to allow it. That's why Rashi's mochek the girsa and time amayz a continuation of la'akar shalomdu. Akar Shalom, then there's no doubt, Lamaisa. Maybe the get wasn't written Lishma. There's no doubt. And if the Baal does, what are we going to do? What happens if the Baal does protest? So we'll deal with it. Then we'll have to try to verify it. If the Baal protests, we'll have to do it, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, if the Baal protests, we'll have to deal with it. Why? Because Allah Lamaisa, in such a situation, that's why Rashi's what? Rashi erases the what? Erases the thing, Lamaisa. Because we assume it's only what? It's a shasha. According to Rashi, Lamaisa, it's a shasha miti. And if the Baal does come forward, we'll have to deal with it. We'll have to verify it was done lishma. We will have to verify it. But Kozman, he hasn't come. Lamaisa, if it's Akar Shalomdu, we assume 100% there's no concern. See, when is it a shasha miti? Nay, when it's Kodim Shalomdu. But when it's Akar Shalom, there's no Chash Amiti. So why are you causing problems? If the Baal would come, okay, we'd have to deal with it. We'll have to verify it. But Tosis holds, Kodem Shalom do, it's not a Chash Amiti anyway. All it is a loss. Even Kodem Shalom do. That's why Tosis can have a second Teretz. That's why Tosis can have a second Teretz and have this Girsa of Kodem Shalom do. And Kozman the Baal doesn't say anything. We're not going to say anything. Because all it is a loss Ba'alma. Now, what is the nafkamina ladina between Rashi and Tosis? You tell me. Nafkamina ladina between Rashi and Tosis be kodem shalomdu. What happens if the shliach does not say b'fanei neftov? B'fanei neftov. And she goes out and gets remarried. What would you say? Rashi would say teitse. And Tosis would say lo teitse. Absolutely. Let's get that down. That's what he points out ladina. Nafkamina would be. Kodem Shalomdu, Kodem Shalomdu, Bali
Befonai Nechtav. Ubefonai Nechtav. And then she goes out and gets remarried. Nises. Rashi will say, Teitzei, I'm sorry, this is a Shasha Miti. I can't allow this to happen. According to Tosfos, Alas Ba'alma, Lo Teitzei. Comes out very well, though. No? You can miss this whole thing and read this Gemara quick. Yes, Yehuda.
In the Nafamina, the husband challenges or not?
Even without the husband challenge. Even without the husband challenge, Rashi will not allow this. Because the bottom line is, it's a chashash amiti, kodem shalomtim. It's a chashash amiti, it might be not for the couple. I can't watch this happen, it's an eish hashish. This is even before the husband's ma'ara. Absolutely. Okay? Even before the husband's ma'ara. The truth is, Yehuda, even after shalom do, even after shalom, if the husband does come and protest, we'll have to verify it was done lishma. Okay? Because the fanenetha was not said. We'll have to find anyone. I'm saying, according to Rashi, even if it was kodem shalomdu, the husband would, even if it was after shalomdu, and the husband would come and protest, we would have to verify it's lishma. We would have to refute his protest. But here I'm talking kodem shalomdu, even without a protest. Kodem shalomdu, right? Believe upon a netav, who believe here, that's right. Who believe here, or about, will we sit back and allow this? This is an afkamim between Rashi and Tosfos. Comes out very, very well, Lamais. You can skim this whole thing. Nate, you got this? Now, the Tiferes Yaakov points out, he says, well, it's interesting, what does the Braisa say? According to our Gemara, it said, no Bafana Netta was said, she got remarried according to the Gemara's Akimta, and the get is kosher, we say, lo teitzei. Right? Vim lav, and if you don't do this guy, the get is puzzle, we would say teitzei. So what is the concern in the sky of Chosama? If you don't do the sky of Chosama, what are you worried about? That the Baal will claim it was what? It was forged. If you're not Makayim to get, you say Teitzei. What about the error of saying Shalom Lishma? There are two types of error the husband could say, Benj. He could say Ziyuf, the four the signatures, or he could say it's Shalom Lishma. Regarding the four the signatures, what happens if you're not in the sky of Chosama? What would you do? Teitzei. It says the sky of Chosama kosher. If you don't do the sky of Chosama, it's going to be what? It's going to be puzzle. We would say Teitzei. But what do you say about the chash of shalom lishma? If it's nisa, it's lo teitzei. What's the difference? The difference is if you're not mekayem the get, and the husband claims it's mezuyev, it's pasul midin, medina. And therefore the chum say, you better make sure you're mekayem the get, or the get's going to be teitzei. But once you say, acharei shalomdu aval, once you know that what? It's acher shalomdu. And the Baal would claim Shalom Lishma, the get's not Pasul Mikra Din, because we rely on what? Acher Shalomdu. Oh, it's Pasul Lamaisa that the get was written Lishma. We have Rov Bikine, and Stam Sifin Mikra. I mean, all this is Exera. So Bidi Evan, if she got remarried, Nuskefer Lechol Teitzei. That's what the Tiferes Yaakov points out, very, very nicely, and it goes well with this din. But I want you to get this Shukul Teher, Machlekes Rashi Tosfos. Jonathan, you with me? It works out with Shitosa. Okay, let's not let it distract you. This is, goes very good. So if I ask you, what are the first two words on Ham and Bez and Masech is getting? What's your answer? Machlekes is Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says it is what? Time of Mad. What does Tosfos say?
Yiboy
Yisema. And the difference is, are there two tirutz or not? But it flows from their Machlekes, whether it's a what? Laz Bama Tosfos, or it's a what? Or it's a Shash Amiti. You guys know the places where Laz appears? Look again. Real quick, guys. Faisim and Beis, we had it in the Tosfos. You remember? Laz Ba'alma. You remember that? Where's the first time that we had Laz Ba'alma? We have it right here. Tosfos Yirmaskal Lafi. Then it repeats in the Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos says, Yirmaskal Chai. Then it repeats on Hay Amud Aleph. Tosfos Yirmaskal Yochi Ba'alnami. Then it repeats again on Hay Amud Beis. This is the running theme of Tosfos, Laz Ba'alma, yes? Tosfos, Rashi says, Achshash Amiti. And this is the, see, Reb Nachum Parchovitz or Yeshiva, I think the biography about him is called Just Pshat. He would make great chidushim based on Pshat. This is a great example, guys, of here we created it from Pshat. Okay, let's move on now, guys, okay? What do you mean? No, the Vlad never will. We don't pass in Vlad bombs or Lamites. We don't pass like Rameir. We hold like the Chacham.
Okay?
According to Rashi,
it doesn't matter. Yeah, but not mom's. We don't hold it from there. Okay, very good, Kasha. Let's go weiter now. Everyone got this, Chlor? Oh, before we go weiter, two Nakudas, and then we must go weiter. Let's get it. The Pnei Yehoshua I gave you, and the Chasam Sofer asked, let me ask you a question. How is the Baal able to be Ma'ar at all? Time am I. Oh, the Baal has a Ma'ar, why should we cause problems and make Ma'ar itself? Let me ask you a question. Aren't we talking about Achar Shalom Du? Let's go according to Rashi, it's all one answer. Let's go according to Rashi, it's all one answer, Jonathan. It's Achar Shalom Du. If it's Achar Shalom Du, what are we talking about? Chutz Lawrence is like what? What does Achar Shalom Du transplant Chutz Lawrence to be like? Eretz Yisrael. Okay, nothing's like Eretz Yisrael, I grant you. But the bottom line is regarding Hilchos Lishma, it becomes the same thing, right? Whenever we talk about Achar Shalom, it's only focused on Chutz Lawrence. So they always know. So if you say Achar Shalom Du, for all intents and purposes, for Lishma, Chutz Lawrence becomes like Eretz Yisrael. So that means the Baal Erer should not help. What did Rashi say in Bezim and Bay, Bezim and Aleph? What did Rashi say in Bezim and Aleph? Are you able to be Ma'arer on or maybe get Eretz Yisrael? What did Rashi say? Didn't Rashi say in the Mishnah? I maybe get Eretz Yisrael at the end of the Mishnah. Yimei Shalav Oirim, Yiskayim B'Chosomov. Yes? Yimei Shalav Oirim, Yiskayim B'Chosomov. Yeah? But maybe get Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't have to say. So the Poshup shot is that Eretz Yisrael, the Baal cannot be Ma'arer that they are what? That it was written Shalom Lishma. He cannot be Ma'arer. What is the only thing that he can be Ma'arer in Eretz Yisrael? Mezuyah. Excellent bench. Mezuyah. Well said. Seems from Rashi, we actually said that in the beginning of the year. Seems like the only thing that you can do is what? Is Dafkir or Mezuyah. What did Rashi say in the Mishnah? Mezuyah, like Ben said. Mimei Shalav Oirim, Yiskai Mekosamov. It's Mezuyah. But if the Ba'ar Ma'arer, Shalom Lishma, or some other Psuli wouldn't be believed. And that's what it says in the Mishnah. Yiskayim b'chosamav. What does b'chosamav mean? Yiskayim b'chosamav gets rid of what problem? Ziyu. It's Masha from Rashi. Other time is the guy can't say. Right? Shalom Lishma. So what on earth is our Gemara saying? Time am I. Dilvashi ba'al ma'arer. He's not believed anyway, Yehuda. It's Eretz Yisrael. It's one answer. It's Achar Shalom Du. If it's Achar Shalom Du, what's going on? How is the Baal believed at all? So if you guys remember at that time, maybe that's what you're going to say, Benj. What does the Rambam say in the Perush Mishnayos on that base? Go ahead. The Rambam, excellent Benj. He says the Baal ki ma'arer other things as well. Not just Mezuyah. He could also say it was written Shalom Lishma. What's the Migu? So how does this guy Mechosamav solve anything? He doesn't have a Migu to say Mezuyah. Normally his claim is what? It was written Shalom Lishma, but I believe because I have Migu, I could have said Mezuyah. But if you're Miskayim B'Chosamav, he takes away the Migu, so you're not believed anymore. So the Rambam argued on Rashi and said you can make other claims. So according to the Rambam, you can make other claims. So according to the Rambam, if you can make other claims, then I understand our Gemara very well. But according to Rashi, Lechur, it's a Pella, no? It's a Pella. So, Lamaisa, what's the pshat, Lamaisa? What's the pshat? So the Chasam Sofer says, I'll tell you what you have to say. This is a sharp shot. You know what he says, Chasam Sofer? It's unbelievable. Chasam Sofer, don't we have to look? The whole time we've been writing, Chashash Amiti, Chashash Amiti for Rashi. Yes? And for Tosis, Laz, Laz, Laz. You know what the Chasam Sofer says? You're right. For Rashi, Kodim Shalom Du, what's the concern? Chashash Amiti. But after it's Achar Shalom Du, what is it?
Laz.
That's all it is. So there is a shtickle Laz according to Rashi, but only Achar Shalom Du. And that's exactly what it means that the Baal could be Ma'arer. The Baal can cause these slander gossip issues, which are very low-level issues, but you have to deal with it. And the Fanenecht of Lamaisa, would stave off that problem. Okay? So I want you to get that Chasam Sofer down. See, according to the Rambam, the Gemara reads really well that the husband can always what? Can always be Ma'ar or anything, Lamaisa in Eretz Yisrael. Not just Mezuyah, but other claims, because this is called Achar Shalom Du. Chutz Lahavos becomes like Eretz Yisrael. So what can you say? So according to Rashi, we have a great kasha. According to the Rambam, you could say anything in your belief because you have a migo of mezuyah. But according to Rashi, what do you believe? So the Tzav Sofer says, not only like you believe, you're just a lashon hara, a baal lashon hara, and did you manufacture lies? Yes, Nate. What do you say?
This is the first time when we ask the Tzav Sofer that actually lies in the Rashi.
Yes. Well said.
Rashi is a lie.
That's correct. But an addendum. I want you to like it because it's tired. But number two, I want you to like it because the Tzav Sofer is making a lot of sense because it's Acher Shalomdu. The reason why we haven't had it before is because it was Kodem Shalomdu. That machlokes I wrote on the board is Kodem Shalomdu before they learned it. Once it's Acher Shalomdu, then already you can play it down and say that maybe it gets watered down, and for Rashi, it's always only a Laz Ba'amah 2.
We had previously where we said Laz Rashi, but it's self answers. We said instead of, like, you don't like to say Laz Rashi, because Rashi is a whole Laz.
That was Kodem Shalomdu. Always Kodem Shalomdu. This is Acher Shalomdu. Right, Acher Shalomdu, everyone's learned it. So Chutzarach becomes like Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Yeah. So that's what we want to say from the Ksam Sofer. I want you to get it down. Very, very sharp shot. Yes, what do you say? Go ahead.
So,
Jonathan, yes. Jonathan Linder.
Yes.
Go ahead.
According to the Ksam Sofer,
yes.
With Acher Shalomdu, it kind of downgraded Rashi's concern for Chashash Amiti to Laz. So,
Acher Shalomdu, we take care of Chashash Amiti. But there still will be a Laz.
Yeah. I'm saying downgrades from a Chashash Amiti to a Laz.
Yes.
So I'm saying for Tosfos, does it become even lower than Laz?
No.
Or it just stays the same?
You tell me why. Because what did Tosfos say? Tosfos had two terutzim. The second answer to the Gemara is Kodem Shalomdu. So therefore you have the Laz staring at your face. According to Tosfos, it always was Laz. Even what? Even Kodem Shalomdu.
Right.
Okay? So that's the Nakud. You brought it out very nicely.
So it's like a Kavachomer, but
yeah.
Like
but according to Tyson, it's the second answer, and it's Kodem Shalomdu. That's why it's really
right.
Laz.
Right. If we take the Laz seriously, right. Acher Shalomdu, how much more so we took it seriously?
Yeah, but I'm saying Tosfos doesn't get to that point of bringing out to you, because Tyson learns the second answer of the Gemara, which is Kodem Shalomdu. You understand what I just
right.
said, told you?
Yeah.
You don't get to that Nakud according to Tyson. Okay. Weiter now in the Gemara, Lemaisa. This is the Chiddush that we wanted to suggest. Okay, we got this now? Okay, let's go now. Binyamin, go ahead, let's go. You're doing a great job. You also did a great job, Yisrael. You'll learn another time again. Go ahead, Binyamin. Because he wanted to give you something to be strong. Go ahead. You must be very happy, right, about the Eagles, yes? Okay, all right, go ahead. So that's why you should, Davka, you should have been here, right, Lamaisa? Yeah, okay. Use this as a way to what? To Machazik, yeah? All right, go ahead. Sir. Go ahead, Binyamin. Bite to the Gemara. Let's go. Itmar. The Plukta, the third line. Let's go ahead. It's interesting to know. I'm not sure exactly, but Rabba and Rava must have been at least second or third generation Amoraim. The Gemara now presents that there was earlier Machlekes Amoraim, Lishmo and Kim. Rav and Rava were not the first Amoraim. And the Gemara says there's a Machlekes of Yochanan and Shmuel Levi who were what? Who were what? Were previous generation Amoraim. First, they were first generation Amoraim. In fact, I want to tell you a Chiddush that I thought of yesterday. The last Mishnah in Shas in Maseches Uksin says that Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, are you with me, Aryeh? Rabbi Shua ben Levi says there's Shai Olamas, 310 worlds. Rabbi Shua ben Levi. How could Rabbi Shua ben Levi appear in Mishnayos? He's an Amora. And where is the Gemara in Shas that says the Pharisee was an Amora? Neither. Daf Yuchesim and Av that we're learning in the Kailim. Why it's in the Mishnah, I don't know why it's in the Mishnah. Maybe it was an addendum. But the Gemara says black on white that Rabbi Shua ben Levi did not create make the Mishnah or the Brisa, called it a Shmaitza. What does the word Shmaitza mean? A Chiddush of Amoraim. So you see that Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Pharisee Gemara, was an Amora. First generation Amora, don't get me wrong, and a holy tzaddik was the only Amora time that did not die. The Gemara writes in Ksubis Ayin Zayin in the base that the Gemara has a whole story, jumped over the fence, and another tried to stop him. And he ripped his shirt, but Lamaisi got through. And he was what? There was never a rainbow in his life, and he was Zeicha because he taught guys Torah that had Ratan. Ratan was a contagious disease, and no one else would teach him except Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So Hashem gave him a reward. So he was the first again reward. He didn't die. So the first generation, but he's the favorite in Amayra. So it's interesting. The Gemara says Rav and Rava got the real PR. But Lamaisa, the Gemara comments on Hand Days, there were previous generation Amoraim that also had this argument. Okay? Look at Rashi. Go ahead, the Plupto. Go ahead. Like that, Machlois Rabba Rabba. Go ahead. Ifligu.
Ifligu Nami Amore Kaino.
Kamai. Even earlier, the Amoraim also argued this concept. Okay? All right, go ahead. Vaita the Gemara. Let's see. All right, we got the Gemara here. Let's look at the Gemara. Okay. Let's look at the Gemara. Let's look at the Gemara, Lewis. Okay. There's early Amoraim. Yes.
Isn't that why we use Rabba Rabba instead of the real Tanna Mishnah?
I don't know. I was wondering that myself. I don't know. I don't know. I think maybe they had more dialogue in the Mishmedish about it. Okay. They're the ones who maybe fought it out. So that's why Ravina Rashi put it in their names in the beginning of the Sifra. I actually thought I had your Kasha as well, but I think that's the answer. So since they're the one who had the dialogue, it was mentioned as a dispute earlier, first generation, but Rabba Rava made it real popular. Okay, that's the only thing I can think of. Okay, go ahead. Now, what does the word Tistain mean? Go ahead and read it. Tistain to what? Who Damar? I want to prove to you, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one who said, if you shame me, Shema. And you don't have to need to be a PhD in math by process of elimination. If Rabbi Shimon Levi holds the Shema, then who holds Kiyum? Rabbi Yochanan. Excellent. Go ahead. Look at this story. Let's see. Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba delivered a get in the presence of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Go ahead. Do you have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam or not? And this was from Medina Sayam, guys. Okay? Shuv and Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Amoraim, they lived in Eretz Yisrael. Go ahead. You don't need to say it, said Rabbi Shuv and Levi. Clear and poshut, he made up psak. Go ahead. We only require lishma on earlier generations who were not became lishma. Go ahead. Subsequent generations that know Lishma, what is our code phrase for that? Excellent. Achra Shalom Du. Lo, you don't need it. So you don't need a fun and nechtav. So the Gemara says conclusively, go ahead.
It's time.
We've proven that Rabbi Shmuel Levi is the one who says Lishma, and that's why you don't need to say it. Now, watch this carefully, guys. Focus on this. Go ahead. B'tizbara, do you think like this? B'tizbara means that you think like this? The more is a phrasing subas at that bubble, a copy liar, your logic is illogical. B'tizbara means you think like this? Go ahead. B'tizbara, how can you think like this? Go ahead. Read again, B'tizbara. What's the kasha? Anyone who holds lishma must also hold what? Must also hold Kiyum. So, what do you mean you don't have to say B'fanei Nechtav? Because of Akash Olam, you still have Kiyum. Jonathan, you with me? Go ahead, what's the first kasha of Ode? What do you mean? You still need what? The Gzeira, B'fanei Nechtav, even if it's Akash Olam, you still need it. So, we're asking two strong kashas. Go ahead. Reb Shimon Bar Abba, there was another person with him. Bahadei, don't say Behedja. With an Aleph, it's Behedja. It's Bahadei. There was another man with him. Go ahead. So why wasn't he listed when they delivered it? Go ahead. Because of the cover of Shimon Bar Abba, a Baal Basel went with him. So stop a covenant. You say the Shimon Bar Abba and a Baal Basel. Just don't mention the Baal Basel. Not that he's not a good person, but still, it's not covered on Torah. So in one swoop, we answer both kashas. How is it in one swoop we answer both kashas? Please get this. We say that what? There really are two Aiden. So therefore what? Therefore what? It'll serve the job of Kiyum. They don't have to say B'fanei Nechtav, because why? They might have to say, we what? We were the Shluchim and the Balak. We learned yesterday at the end of Shir. Because there's a Miku B'faneinu Migirsha, they could always said what? Before us they were divorced. They do have to say something. That's what we learned at the end of Shir yesterday, Nate. They have to say we were sent by the husband, the Rivas said, Tayseh Bez and Bez. We stressed that very much so at the end of Shir yesterday. They don't have to say b'fanei nechem, and the Rosh was said, if they were proven, you would have to say b'fanei nechem, because they would lose the migu. Remember we said that? But l'maisa, al-tzkiyum, I don't have a problem. And what about al-tzegzera? What about the gzera? Shem yasa double kukulo. Why don't you have to say b'fanei nechem because of that? What's the answer? No, we already took care of kiyum because you have to, but what about the gzera of the Shema? Then it might go bad. Lo shchiyah, two guys are lo shchiyah. And please get that down your notes. In one swoop, we're answering both kashas. The fact that there's another guy Yehuda tells me that what? I have two there for kiyum. And the fact that there's another guy there, I'm not worried about the gzera shem yasa double kukulo because it's an uncommon occurrence. You can miss that whole thing in one swoop. We're answering both kashas. You follow what I'm saying, Jonathan? You got me. Yes, you.
It's like a weird question, but it says Amalei Tzurkamim Fananetha Fananetha. Isn't it when there's two people, it's like Fananenu Netha Fananetha Fananenu? Like the words are different for two people. So why would he say one person?
He asked. Tzurchina Lameimar. That was part of the question.
Yeah.
Do you have to say Fananetha Fananetha? There's good hara. Lewisa, but he meant to say, it's Lav Dafka, you have to say. It's a very good kasha. It's a very good horror. You have to say Lav Dafka. It could be also that he's the one who asked the Shiloh. So since he's the one who asked the Shiloh, he said it in a singular form. But it was Lav Dafka. It really was, do both of them have to say? Okay? But since he asked the question, he said it was Loshen Yochid. But it's a very good kasha. Yes. Jonathan, very quickly.
I'm confused about what it's talking about with Kavod for Rabbi Shimon. How does that play into this?
That means there were two people delivering it, not just one. If there are two people delivering it, he was one of them, but it doesn't mention the other one, the Baal HaBos. So
right.
Since there were two, there's no problem of Kiyum, and since there are two, there's no Gzera Shem Yasa Double Kukul, because it's uncommon for two guys to bring it. The Gemara learned that in Amud Aleph. That's why I said in one swoop you answer both kashas.
Right. And we didn't bring up the second guy earlier because we don't want to.
It's not covered to Reb Shimon.
We don't want to acquaint him with Reb Shimon.
That's correct.
Oh, they're just two.
Well said. That's correct. Or that's not the covenant.
Exactly.
When you're telling the story,
right?
When you're telling the story. Yes, Nate.
Just touching on my question. Reb Shimon by himself.
No, he wasn't by himself. He was with another guy. But since he's the one who asked the Shiloh, he said it in a singular way. That's what I'm answering. He said, you know, sometimes you speak like that. You know, if you're with a friend and you're asking a Shiloh for a Rav, even though you're asking for both guys, you say, what would it be for me? You don't mean to be mean to exclude the other guy, but that's how sometimes...
I'm sorry, the reason I asked the question, I included.
No, they're two shluchim. I understand. I understand, but even when you're asking for someone else, sometimes you speak b'lashon yachid, because you're the one... You didn't ask it verbatim together. So don't say, did we? Okay, sometimes you would, but it's not crazy. Not crazy to say, but it's a very good art. Okay? Yes, Binyamin.
If there's two people there, then I don't even understand why he's asking the Shiloh to...
You didn't know the din. He wants to know the din. What do you mean? We have two Lashonas. We're going to learn. We have two Lashonas. If you hold the Shema, you need to. Right? Remember we said the Gemara says later on, some people don't think two are uncommon. Remember we learned that? Sandat Tet Zion, Yit Zion. There's two Shitas in the Gemara there. Remember that? Not only these two are uncommon. Yes?
So what wouldn't have been kodik if it just said that Rabbi Shimon ve'inish acharina came to?
We want to highlight the derok, the tamachal. That's all. It's a good muster for you for kavadat teir. It's a good muster for you for kavadat teir. The Gemara has it a few places like this. Also, very good. Yes, Nate, go ahead.
So then, what we're seeing in Rosh says, we're seeing is anything, or just saying we don't know which one's which.
No. The Maskonis, up to the two dots, we know he identified him as being Lishma. Correct. He holds Lishma. That sticks. Tistayin. That stuck. The only problem was is that don't you need to have Kiyum? So we answered. That's why I'm trying to stress to you guys that in one swoop he answering both Kashim by saying there were two guys. Yeah, but he still holds Lishma. Kiyum is taken care of because you have two guys, don't need to say it. And Lishma's taken care of because it's an uncommon occurrence. Okay, now let's look at what is the word tistayin? That comes up a lot, this style of shas. You don't know who said what, but you prove conclusively that one Amora said that, then by process of elimination, you know the other one said that. Look at Rashi, Binyamin. Go ahead, you're doing a great job. Take a look, guys. Look inside. From where we're at, the IC Gita. Look inside, yes. Vitisbara. So Rashi gets rid of the word Vitisbara. Okay, you guys got that? Rashi gets rid of the word Vitisbara. Go ahead. Now let me just tell you right now before we do the Tyson side, why do you think Rashi gets rid of Vitisbara? What does Vitisbara mean? Your logic is faulty. How did I translate it? I said it three times. I forgot now how I said it. How did I say Vitisbara? Do you think like this? Vitisbara in Shas is asking on the direct line or word right before that. What was the direct word right before Vitisbara? That I have proven that Rav Shuva Leib is the one who holds the Shvuah. Am I asking on that now? No. I'm asking a whole new kasha. What's the whole new kasha? That lishma is not enough. You need kiyum. So you should need b'fanei nefesh al tzeh. So I'm not challenging the what? I'm not challenging the tistayim. The tistayim is, logically, why do you need to what? Why do you need to say b'fanei nefesh al tzeh? Because of what? Lishma? No, you don't. Why not? Why not? Why do you say you don't need to? Because akar so what? Akar shalomdu. So I have proven that Rav Shmuel Levi holds what? Lishma. My very next kasha is not challenging what? That. It's saying that what? That's a wrong psak. Because Rabba must, if you hold Lishma, you must also hold Kiyum. But in Shas, Vitisbara challenges the word right before it. It's not doing that here. Therefore, Rashi says, get rid of it. Please get this down. These are things that people skip. But you have to know it. The reason why he gets rid of it is because why? Because it's not directly what challenged the word right before it. We had proved that it was Lishma. Vitisbara is a whole new kasha. That's not challenging that. That's how Rashi gets rid of it. Read again, Rashi. Vitisbara. What's Vinami? And if you want to have the Girsa, Vinami, Garcina, Leg, go ahead. Kaasi, it's a new type of Vitisbara. If you want to have the Girsa Tisbara, it's not coming to uproot. What is Lo Rore? To destroy the Stein that we just said. Then it's Yeshua Malevi. Go ahead.
The Shapir Stein of Rabbi Yeshua, the Omar Lefish Enkikin.
That's correct. Our proof that Rabbi Yeshua Malevi holds the Shema, that's correct. Ella.
Ella, okay, part of.
But the Kasha is. The kashas, you really think that what, he was alone? He was not alone. If he was alone, then what? Then you should require what? Kiyum. If he's alone, you should require kiyum. That's what Vitisbara means. That's the kasha. Vitisbara means, Lamaish, you really think that what? You really think that he was alone? That's the kasha of Vitisbara. It's a great kasha. You really think that Shimon Bar Abba was alone? You really think he was alone? Lamai said, what do you do about Kiyum then? You need two guys for Kiyum to say you don't need it. You should need two. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So he's trying to what? Again, the first line of Rashi is get rid of it, Tisbara. Why? Because not challenging what?
Not challenging
the word right before Tistayim. Then he says, if you want to keep it, Benji, how do you keep it? You keep it by informing us that it's not challenging the word before. It's challenging that what? That since he was alone, you're going to have a problem when it comes to Kiyum. Because anyone who holds the Shema also has to hold Kiyum. And therefore, he should have to say, that's based on that. That's how you read the Rashi. You guys got that? Is that clear? Nate, you got it? Okay, let's see Tysus. Go ahead, Binyam. Actually, you know what? Let's just finish up those last two Rashis. La what? And you have to verify. Go ahead. Hava.
Hava ba'adein. Vamrina and la'el. Be'ishrei amiz
the Maisi Gita.
Maisi Gita.
Milsa. It's uncommon. That's how one soup we answer both. Okay, look at the second Tysus. Guys, look inside. Vitizbara, go ahead.
Lo garcina
vitizbara. Read again. Read from the Dibras. Vitizbara. Like Rashi says, correct. Binyamin made a Haran said it's good Haran. The Tapta said Rashi, and here he's quoting Kippur's Gudus. Why sometimes says Rashi? I don't know. Okay, I really don't know. Okay, but go ahead. It's interesting that he made that Haran. Go ahead. Ubisamuch. What's Ubisamuch mean? What's Ubisamuch mean? You guys got to know what Ubisamuch means. What does it mean?
Right after.
Very soon. Ubisamuch, very soon. Go ahead. Right, go ahead.
Logar Sinan
Ella. Write the word Ella in quotes. Underline it 100 times. Don't be gorgeous the word Ella. Logar Sinan Ella. Go ahead. The Aino what?
The Aino Ba.
Ella is always wiping away what was before. The Aino what?
The Aino Ba. Restore.
It's not coming to what? Destroy the what? Destroy the proof that Rabbi Shuvah Levi holds Lishma. Go ahead. Ubisamuch Nami, and very soon Kamar.
Kamar Ha, the Rabbi Shuvah Levi, Sabar Lefisha Ein Bekin Lishma.
Oh, and very soon the Gemara is going to say black on white that Rabbi Shuvah Levi is the one who holds what Lishma. So that sticks. We're not coming to retract that. Okay? We're not coming to retract that. So it comes out very, very good, Lamaisa, that the word Ella, yes, should not be in there too. So already in Shir today, we've seen a few girsas. We had a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos when they say Vibay Seima as the first two words in Ham and Base. We have what? Rashi has two mahalchim. Do you have the word Vitizbara? First Teretz says that what? It does not. Second Teretz, he has. Tosfos says don't have Vitizbara. And number three, what does Tosfos add on? Do not have the word what? Don't be gorgeous the word Ella, because why? Ella implies that we're wiping the slate clean. We're not wiping the slate clean. Then Ryan or Shum Levi holds Lishma sticks. Do we have Ella in our Gemara? I have it in my Gemara. Do you guys?
Yeah.
Yes. So you see, Lamaisa, this is how you learn up the shot, guys. Okay?
Why isn't the Jermasa not Ella?
What'd you say? It was okay, it's just commenting on the whole trend, the whole Mahalach here of Vitizbara. It's commenting on the whole trend there, Vitizbara all the way to the two dots. Okay? All right, we got this chlor. Please get it, chlor. You got to go over and make sure we got it. Okay, let's go Viter now. Okay, we got to start the next piece of Gemara. Go ahead. You're doing a great job, you know. Go ahead, Itmar. In front of how many people must the shliach that says b'fanei netav netav give what? Give it to her. In front of how many people do you need to give it to her? Because why? Because you have to say b'fanei netav, b'fanei netav. Okay. Does he have to give it in front of two people or of a basin of three? That's the shiloh. Everyone got that? This is the shiloh at hand. Bifnei kama nosula. Go ahead. Oh, again, we don't have it identified who says what. Go ahead. We can prove that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says two. Go ahead.
The Rabin bar Rav Chisda, Isaac Yita, the Kamel Rabbi Yochanan, Vamar Le, Zila Havlo, the Abape Tre.
Rabin bar Rav Chisda delivered again in front of the president of Rabbi Yochanan, and he said to her, go give it in front of two. The aim, go ahead.
The aim of the Panayatu
and say the Panayatu Panayatu. Yes? Go ahead.
Tis
time. What have we proven? We've proven that Rabbi Yochanan holds what? He's the one who says what?
Two.
By process of elimination, who says three? Rabbi Chanina, yes? So we proved it very well. Go ahead, Vaita and Gemara. Lema. What's the Nekuna Samachloik is whether you need two or three? Please get this down. The one who holds two holds Lishma, right? Why is that? Why is that? You tell me. Because all it is what? Why do we say a base and a base? Aryeh. a shliach is believed to say it's lishma. Eid echa neman, b'yisurim. What did the Gemara reject with that? That it's a davar sheva what? And you need how many eidim a davar sheva? You need two. Mishumi guna, what do? We go back to one, yes? But what do? We go back to one. Is it called eidus or is it called nemanis on yisurim? It's called nemanis on yisurim. Get this down, the Ritva says. Again, we start off saying Yerech and Misurin. What did the Gemara say? It's a Davar Shemirva. You need two. Gemara says Mishum and Guna Kenan Rabbanah. You remember that? What do you do when you Shum and Shum and Guna Kenan Rabbanah? You go back to the status and make it what? Make it only them, but you make it Nemanis, not Adis. Does Adis need Bezdin? Yes. Does Nemanis need Bezdin? No. So therefore, saying in front of two benches is enough. You don't need a Bezdin.
Why isn't it back to one?
It goes back to one. But it goes back to the nature of it as well. What was the nature of it originally? Isurim. Again, in Eidacha, when he said it was Lishma, was believed because of what? Eidacha Naaman? Isurim. What did Gemara say? It's a Davar Shemirva. You really need two. Then the Gemara said, Mishumi Guna, we can make it with one. So when you go back to one, Nate, the Ritva says, you go back also to the nature of it. The nature of it is only Naamanis. You don't need Bezdin. So you only need two, Yehuda. Yes? That's what who holds? That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. What does what? What does Rabbi Chanina hold? What does Rabbi Chanina hold? He holds you need three because it's like classical Keemstars. Does Keemstars need a Kabbalah Sadis and Basin? You better bet your bottom dollar it does. And therefore you need a Basin of three. That's the Nekudas HaMachlokes I want you to get according to the Ritva. There are other Biurim we're not going to do now. Maybe we'll touch upon it on Wednesday. But Lamaisa, for now I want you to get this Ritva. That's the Nekudas HaMachlokes. Lame B'Hakam HaFligi. The Gemara does not flesh out what's the Nekuda. They're arguing conceptually what is the nature of the funny Nechem HaNechem. Is it really only Nemanis? That's Rabbi Yochanan. That's Rabbits. All you need is two. It's Adis. You don't need a God of Ifnei Bezdin. It's really Nemanis. If I say this piece of meat is not kosher, I don't have to go in front of a basin. The Ritva says that what? Rabbi Yochanina, who said he needs three, says it's like what? Adis. It's Keemstars. Keemstars says a Kabbalah, it's Adis and Basin. Therefore, Lamaisa, you need to do it in front of three. I want you guys to know this. Comes out very, very good. Lefi Rabba, the getter of the kulas, you don't need to aid him. We made it like Isurim. It's not the getter Adis. Therefore, you don't need Adis Bifnei Bezdin. You got that down, are you? Therefore, you don't need three. According to Rabbah, what is the getter of the Kula? The getter of the Kula is that we believe the Shliach like two, but it remains the getter Adis. It's like Keemstars and requires what? And be done in front of a Bezdin. That's why you need three. That's the lumdus of the Ritva. It's a beautiful vor. You got that, Nate? It doesn't say it, but Ferish and Gemara. What the Argon? He fleshes that out. Okay, go ahead. Next line, what does the Gemara say?
Bitisbra.
You got it right. Do you think like this? We've had it twice now on the same dot, same moment. Bitisbra, do you think like this? Go ahead. Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung, that's how I was the chief rabbi of Israel, Nishas Baal Peh. He would be able to tell you how many times he said Bitisbra on Hamid Base. He was a Sadr Kadush for my brother. He asked me what I was learning. He said the whole dot Baal Peh. He knew Nishas Baal Peh, Mamish. Can do the pin test. He would tell you which document getting your number does it say Vitisbra twice. No problem, hand the base. Vitisbra, go ahead. Excellent. That's a great kasha. What did we say before the two dots? What was the segment before the two dots? Who held the small? Who held the small? I have process of elimination. Who holds Kiyum? Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what after the two dots, what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? Rabbi Yochanan is saying what? No, what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? Rabbi Yochanan is saying Lishma. But before the two dots, he said Kiyum. Now he's saying Lishma. It's a stira. Go ahead, Vitisbra. Go ahead, how to what?
You want to go back to
Vitisbra? Yeah, yes, go ahead,
Vitisbra.
Oh! We have a stira. Before the two dots, we said the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan holds Kiyum. Now he's holding Lishma. Go ahead, Bahakha.
Rabbi Yochanan,
How do you say in front of two? You should say three. Kim stars. The Ode.
Ah,
anyone holds the Shema anyway holds Kiyum. So if you hold the Shema, you hold Kiyum, you should always require three. So what's going on here? You got that? This is the Pshat in the Gemara. Look at Rashi, and then we got to do the Taisis. Go ahead. How many does the Shli have to give? Go ahead. Betray Sagi. It's enough that let him be witnesses in front of two, that he says shliach b'funei nechtav. Let him just testify. Rashi says let the two edim that hear from the shliach be able to testify. It's called ed mipa. Once they testify, we don't care about the ear or the baal. The Pnei Yeshua says, isn't that ed mipa? You know what ed mipa is?
Hearsay.
You can't do hearsay. The Pnei Yeshua asks, isn't that hearsay? What's the answer? Rov bikinein, it makes it only a chashash min rabbanon, and therefore we allow what? Eid mipa. We allow an eid pasul, we allow isha baldin, we also allow eid mipa. That's the chiddush that you see from this. I want you to get that. Okay, go ahead. And if the baal comes in protest, we don't care because you said we're finding out if you're done. Go ahead. We don't believe him. That was Rashi Lishitasa. Remember we said that base and base. What's the baal? Once you say funny enough, the Baal's not believing anymore. He's done. Rashba argued on that, remember? Remember the Rashba argued on that? But Rashi said, you're done. Once they come in, right? Once they come in, they're done. Halacha l'maisa. You got nothing to worry about. Remember we had that machlaikis l'maisa? We had that machlaikis, whether when they come in, l'maisa, is it what, are you done or not, l'maisa? So according to Rashi, yes. You're done. Once they say it, you're done. There's nothing to worry about, l'maisa. Baal's not believed. Rashba said not that way. Okay? Rashba said not that way. If he does come, Lamaisi would be believed. Okay, but we'll go with this is Rashi and Shitasa. Go ahead. And since it's Rakim, we require three. Go ahead. You need three always, Rakim Sharks. Go ahead with Tizbra. The Hachihu. You think like this? Go ahead. Laha. Since we proved before the two dots of Shuvah Levi is the one who says, well, who Damar? Adam is Simon the elder of Shuvah Levi, who Damar? Read again, Laha. Michlal. It's mashed. From there we infer Rabbi Yochanan is the bar plukte. Go ahead, Dilel. They read the door, Dilel. Amar. You read again, Amar. Oh, the hacha. Which is lishma, so it's a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. Go ahead, the ode. Excellent, you should require three. Okay, let's see Tysus, the third Tysus, guys. Ha, let's get it. Go ahead. Period, stop right there. Now, what did we say yesterday in Shir? That at Tetzayim and Yudzayim Amaraf, it's like 1-2-2-1. Remember that? What does it say at Tetzayim? What does it say at Tetzayim and Yudzayim on the top? Do two guys have to say or not?
No.
What?
No.
Two guys don't have to say not, that's Kiyum. What does it say in the middle of Tetzayim and Yudzayim? Two guys have to say it means what? Means Lishma. And then what does it say on the top of Yudzayim Amaraf? Lishma, two guys have to say it. What does it say on the bottom of Yudzayim Amaraf? Two guys don't have to say. Which peg doesn't move? Which peg doesn't move? Which one do we paskin is the peg that doesn't move? Two, and then 2-1. We paskin two do not have to say. Kiyum. Yaseid he shalot timot. The peg that doesn't move. That's a lashon gemara yudzayin amanala. That's the peg that doesn't move. So what is Taisa suggesting? Taisa saying, I don't understand the stira. You have a steer between the four to two dots and after the two dots. Above the two dots, what do we say Rabbi Yochanan holds? Kiyum. have to do two dots. What does he hold? Lishma, you only require two. Stira, no problem. But before the two dots, we're going like the Lashon that holds what? Before the two dots, we're holding Lashon that holds two guys don't have to say that's Kiyum. Yes? And after the two dots, we're holding like the one that says two guys have to say Lishma. And that would be no problem, right? Why doesn't the Gemara give that answer? That's what Tosfos is bothered by. Read again. How what? How do what? How do we reshue it? Go ahead. We're not going to try to give the answer that says that he holds like the man number that what? That he holds like the man number holds kium. That what? Two guys don't have to say. And that would be the answer, right? Go ahead. Dahu. Write the period after the Perek Sheni. Why can't you say that? Who Iker? I don't want to say the one before the two dots holds Kium and the one afterwards doesn't hold Kium. Everyone should hold Kium because that's the peg that doesn't move. That's the Iker. Go ahead. What's the Kamar Allah mean? It's set on it. Allah means on it. Go ahead. It's the peg that doesn't move. So I don't want to pick that to be the subject of a chlaikis. Everyone holds like that's the peg that doesn't move. That it's kium. Not everyone, but that's how I want to paskin. Go ahead. The ode.
Lohavim
Mishani. What does that mean? And furthermore, what?
We don't want to change this.
Furthermore, that answer would not what? That answer would not answer the second kasha of Rabba Islay to Rabba. Why would it not answer that kasha? Why would it not answer that kasha? Because anyone who holds Lishma has to hold what? How do I know that? How do I know that anyone who holds Lishma has to hold Kiyum? But how do I know Rabba Islay to Rabba? From the case of Hegmonia, Hegmonia, Adal and Medbeis. That was an Eretz Yisrael, we still required it. Why? Because of Lishma, everyone knows Eretz Yisrael. Why that's a Kiyum? Anyone knows Lishma holds Kiyum. So no matter who you are, you're not going to answer that kasher, obviously, Rabba. Oh, there's two Lishonas, whether you hold Lishma before Kiyum. So before the two dots is what? Before the two dots, above the two dots, he was holding what? Kiyum. That's the sheet over there. It says two don't have to say. And after the dots, it says two have to say, hold Lishma. I don't want to do that. First of all, we paskin what? The peg that doesn't move is the version of Rabbi Yochanan holds Kiyum, number one. Number two, even if you wanted to say that, it wouldn't answer the second kasha. So what two guys don't have to say because they hold Lishma? But anyone who holds Lishma has to hold Kiyum. And in the case after the two dots, it was one guy. Not two guys. So one guy you should have to say before Nechtov. Why would he have to say what you only have to say in front of two guys? He said, you have to say it. You have to say it, but you don't have to say it in front of two guys. Why? Why do you have to only say it in front of two guys? If you hold Kiyum, how many guys do you need? How many guys do you need if you hold Kiyum? Three. You need three guys. Kamors is Exubas. Kiyum starts for Shlosha. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. That's why Tosfos says it wouldn't be a good answer. That's what he means by saying wouldn't answer the second kasha. Number one, we don't want to pin it down. We want to go with the peg that doesn't move that's only Kiyum. Number two, even if you said that, wouldn't answer the second kasha. Everyone's got a hold. Anyone holds Lishma must hold Kiyum because of Hegmonu Hegmonu. That's the pshat. Okay. Very good. Now, Lamaisa, we're left with the kasha. So let's see Ella. Ella means wipe it away. So go ahead. Ella, read the next line there. Ella. Ella de Kumi Alma. Ella, rather, wipe it away. Everyone holds Kiyum, which goes well with what? The peg. The peg that doesn't move. Goes well with it. Two guys don't have to say. Go ahead. This case, after two dots, there's one guy delivering. Go ahead. The question is, how many people? Go ahead. Wow. Go ahead. The shliach can be the third aid. Sorry, the shliach can be the what? Shliach not say an aid. Go ahead. The aid what? It's like you hop. Shliach hops to be an aid, then he hops to be a dying. So you get two into three. No problem. Go ahead. You better need three on their own. Kesavar? Wow, and the aid cannot become a dayan. That's the Nekudas HaMachlekes. But everyone holds Kiyum. Now, what'd you say? Yes, at the end of the day, everyone holds Kiyum, yes? Like the Yasei Shalom Timot. Where's the Gemara say that phrase? Getting what? Yitzayin HaManav, I showed you. Yitzayin HaManav right before the Mishnah. Yasei Shalom Timot. Moses is quoting Yitzayin HaManav. Want you to know the Da. Everyone holds Kiyum. Two guys would not have to say. So everyone holds Kiyum. What's the machlokes we need two or three to give it in front of? Because the question is, everyone agrees, and the Gemara has it 2 days in Kedushin, and then give them out that a Shliach can become an aid. We possibly know this, so get this down. I'll write it down. Shliach can become an aid. Shliach can become an aid. But once the Shliach becomes an aid, he can have to become a dying. Shliach, that's an aid, bless you. An aid, that's a dying. So therefore, all you need to have two, and the Shliach will serve as the third guy. It's like he's giving it in front of himself. That's what it means. Like he's giving it in front of himself. That's the mandar who holds what? Who holds two? Because nine. Because you're going to get to three by adding the shliach. Yes? Mm-hmm. If you hold b'fnei shlosha, then you hold ein aid nasa dayan. Therefore, you better have three guys separate besides the shliach. Yes. Well, I said there's a machlokes in Kedushin and Gula. We passed him in Hilchos Shliach Nase. Gemara says black on white. It does use the Nase. Even though we had a few days ago, last week, we had a whole stickle that the Rosh, that actually said Ein Shliach Nase. Remember we said that? We said it was against the Gemara? Yeah, the Rosh had said that. And the Torah asked on his father. Because the Torah actually said Ein Shliach Nase. And then the Torah said, Abba. It's against the Gemara. Shliach Nase. Remember we had that? But Lamaisa, our Gemara doesn't even bring up that there was a Machlaikis. Gemara assumes Shliach Nase. Okay. Now, let's get the following here. Let's do this last month. Tomorrow we Chazer. We got a lot of Chazer. Okay? You got the lot of Chazer. You got the Dalamah, Heo, Holohol, Heo, and Alpha, and what we did the first 3 days. The Yotes. The Yotes and Alpha, and Kofam and Alpha. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, why don't you go through an inside start tomorrow? This show. Okay? Now, what is the premise of this Gemara? B'fnei kama nosa lo. What do you think the premise is? That what? What do you need? What is the assumption of this Gemara? B'fnei kama nosa lo. You need at least 8, but even more than that, according to the one opinion, if you say 3, what do you need? You need a what? A basin. Correct. And that's what I want to bring up now. Does a get need a basin? Bless you. Halacha lamaisa. Does a get need a Beis Din or not? And that's a major, major question. Okay? And I'll tell you the nafkamina. Beis Din never meets at night. Never meets at night. That means if a get needs a Beis Din, then you can never give a get at night. The Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, you should try to never give a get at night. B'di'evit, if it was done, it's good. Now, a lot of times, Bate Dinin will try to do that, but if they have a recalcitrant husband that can only get around at night, then they'll have the get done at night. But ideally, the get should not be done at night, because there's a question whether the get needs a Beis Din or not. Now, the Or Zeruah has an amazing shita. He quotes that Nesinus get is a din. Therefore, a get given at night is possible. Okay? And therefore, Lamaisa, a get should be given in front of three people. If you look in the Targum Yonasim in Uziel in Dvarim, Perach of Dalit Pasuk Aleph, you getting this down, Aryeh? The Targum Yonasim in Uziel writes on the Psukim that you must write a get in Beis Din. But we're saying not only the get has to be in Beis Din, the Yontif says it should be given in front of a Beis Din. Should be given in front of a Beis Din. Now, there is a collector's item. Rav Shechter once gave this on a Bechina in the Koyla. Taisa says in Sanhedrin, Mem Dalet Amin Aleph. Maybe I'll photocopy it for you if I get a chance Wednesday. Taisa writes, black on white, let's get it down. Sanhedrin, Mem Dalet Amin Aleph, that a get given Belial is kosher.
Given where?
A get given belila at night is kosher. What'd you say? Because if a get needs a bezin, bezin can't convene at night. They only convene in the daytime. So it's a major question, Lamaisa. As I said, we try to have three guys there for a bezin. Now, Rabbeinu Yeshaya has a stunning chiddush, a collector's item. He's makish avaya liyitzia. What's avaya liyitzia? He links up kedushin to gerushin. He says you can't have kedushin at night. Can't have kedushin at night. Benjamin, you got married at night. Jonathan, you got married at night. Ain't kedushin b'laylo. I got married in the daytime. Right? And I was an aid on both your kedushins. Stira! How could it be? Stira! I'm a hypocrite. How could it be? My own kedushin we did behold. And I was an aid on Benjamin and Jonathan, and it was Belial. Could be yours was before Shkia. I don't remember. But, Lamaisa, what's the shot? Rabbeinu Yeshaya as a Rishon makes up his own hekesh between Kedushin and Yerushin. He makes it up. The Gemara never has it. But assuming that Shita, how would we get out of their Kedushin? The answer's like this. The hekesh is only by Shtar. Shtar Kedushin. No one gets married with Shtar. They use Kesef. And the Gemara says, Beferish and Kedushin, what daf? The Gemara has a case where they had a kedushin at night. And you know what the case was? Kesef. The hekesh between get and kedushin is only by star. So Rabbeinu Yeshaya, your kedushin guys are good still, and I'm not a hypocrite either. Your kedushin are good, and I'm not a hypocrite. Because the hekesh is only by star. No one's Makadosh with Star. We're Makadosh with Kesef. And therefore, when the Gemara says Kedushin Alvaral, Kitchen Lele, it's good. No one takes it so far, not even Rabbeinu Yeshaya, that says since a get needs a Bezdin, Kedushin should require Bezdin. No one requires that. No one. There's no such shita. But I want you to get that down. The question is, are you familiar with the law of Mishnah Sanhedrin dot Bez, guys? Do you guys remember Sanhedrin Beis Menachem? It's a very long Mishnah. And in it, it teaches you categories of how many Dayanim mean for each category. You ever heard of the principle called Miun? You guys ever heard of what Miun is? You know what Miun is? The word Miun literally means refusal. You have a little girl below the age of 12 and her father died, God forbid, and her brother or her mother marry her off to a guy. She can just walk out on the guy. She doesn't need a get, because that's only an assumed rabbana. Since the father didn't marry her off, it's not kedushin min haTorah. So it's only a rabbinic marriage, and she can refuse in front of what? Three dayanim. Miun requires three before she's 12. Before she's 12. Sarich, miun, sarich, shlosha dayanim. Why? Why does miun mean three dayanim? So Rashi says on Sanhedrin dot Beis, get it down. He says Kain Diraisa. It's like a Diraisa. He doesn't say which Diraisa. Which Diraisa does he mean? So Rabbi Kivager on the Mishnah and the Nota Behuda in Madura Tinan Ibn Ezra Simon Kufya Dalet, Rashi says he's referring to a get. Rabbi Kivager, and who else? The note of Yehuda say that Rashi is referring to what? To a get. And a get needs a bezdin. So miun was what? Pattern after get. However, the Rishash and the Maharam Shiv say that Rashi was not referring to what? Get. What was he referring to? Chalitza. You guys know what a chalitza is? What is chalitza? She's refusing to do what? Yivum, basically, right? So it's an element of refusal. So it's a kind of like a better model in this sense. Was Rashi modeling miun after get or chalitza? Now chalitza, everyone b'feirus says need a basin. Get is questionable. fact, the Gemara is a line above Abbas and Kufay and Beis Beis. Man the guards be dinu kamagorish. Man the guards be dinu kamagorish. Does a guy who get divorced in a basin? It's an embarrassing thing. So you get an impression from the Gemara there's no requirement of a basin. So the different makoros back and forth. You follow what I'm saying? Our Gemara might be a little bit of a shtickle raya. Might be of a shtickle raya that what? That an asinus aget is a din. The only thing is though, I don't think you have a raya from this Gemara because we're talking about b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtav. Regular get doesn't have that, right? A regular get if two people live in the same town, right? Maybe you only need the bezdin because of what? Kiyum Sharis. You follow me? Not because of the nesinus aget. Not because of the nesinus aget lamaisa, but I want you to get this whole discussion, whether it's going to be good v'layla or not, halacha lamaisa, and also the connection to kedushin as well, lamaisa. No one says a kedushin needs a bezdin, but maybe the psul of layla would be a problem. That's only by shtar, not by kesef, as we said. But what I'm saying to you, I want you to get it down because I don't think you really can use our Gemara for this topic. Why? Because our Gemara is unique because if you have to say b'fanei nechtav, u'b'fanei nechtav, which is a form of kiyum shtaris, maybe that's why you need the basin. But a regular get, maybe you wouldn't need it. You follow what I'm saying? Maybe a regular get, you don't need it. Maybe you don't need a basin. Now, we try nowadays to have a basin. We try to have three guys get together when the get's given. And we try not to do it b'layla. But he ever, like I said, it is good Belila, if especially if the guy's a bad guy, and he finally agreed to give a gift. If you say we only can do it a date, then maybe he'll never show up again. So he'll be stuck as a nagun. You follow me? That's what we try to do with a couple of mice. Okay, let's stop here. Okay, we'll stop a minute. Tomorrow we got a chazer. Wednesday we continue. Okay? Everyone